It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The Garden Report is powered by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manny here. Welcome to a practice edition of the Garden Report. Right back at it. Noah Dalzell here from Celtics Blog. And the big story today of practice, again, even though Noah wants to move on from is Jason Tatum shooting. He's down to 40% from the field for the playoffs, well below 30% from three. And off a difficult night last night that we hit on live on the late Garden Report at the Garden. So, you know, we've said all there is to say about the performance here and, you know, where they can get him going and what last game looked like specifically for him. But I think the interesting thing today was that the Celtics pretty concertedly, and as a whole, Holiday, Joe Mazzulla, Peyton Pritchard too, in a very, you know, aggressive way, you know, even for him, backed him up and said he's rebounding, he's defending, he's doing all this other stuff, the passing they love right now. So there's no worry certainly from the Celtics right now, but I also don't think they see a need to get him going as a scorer, which is I think the whole debate right now. Like, do they have to get him going? Does he have to make these shots? Does he have to get going for this team to get where it wants to go? Obviously they're 5-1 right now. They're rolling and they won by 25 last night. But will there be a point where his struggles do catch up to him, especially if guys like White and Brown come down to earth a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know what I think about this. I think right now the offense is clicking. They put up 120 points last night. They got contributions from across the board. So to me, to try to change what you're doing just to try to get someone a couple more points per game just feels like not the strategy. And in particular, like, what was he, 0-for-5 from three last night? You know, he hits two or three of those and we're not having this conversation, right? So I think sometimes like the shooting struggles thing can be a little overblown just because, you know, a couple of shots can kind of change the way things are perceived. But everybody highlighted today the same thing that we know, and that's that they have confidence in him as a playmaker and they have confidence in other guys stepping up as well. So it's just this, the reality of this team is that he doesn't need to score 30, right? We've talked about it a million times this year, but we're seeing it in action right now. And until there's a reason to think that something needs to change, I don't think anybody's talking about it in the locker room. I think maybe we are, but
Joe Mazzulla had the stats ready to go. Here was his reaction to Tatum's play last night, specifically today.
So you talked a little bit about Jason's night last night. How are you just seeing defenses approach him right now, and how is that forcing him to play in response to that?
Yeah, I don't think he's being forced to do anything. I mean, he was 1.6 as a screener in our offense yesterday, which would be the best offense in the history of the world. So, and he had 11 potential assists, and he had 18 points and three blocks. And so I think he's doing a great job of taking what the defense is giving and finding any way to impact the game on both ends of the floor. And, you know, that's what we need him to be, and I think he's doing a really good job of it.
In terms of the shot, are you liking the shots he's getting? Is it just a matter of those not falling, or do you guys need to do a little more to free him up to...
He's taking really good shots. I just think it's not falling, and urge him to continue to take those, and, you know, he'll fall.
So you go back and watch, you do see the screening. You do see the involvement off the ball, which I love. I thought he set some awesome screens in that game. They set White up for some threes off of those. When he did get the ball in his hands, though, he was a little wide. I think they pushed him out. They certainly put help in the lane. And then everybody saw that picture where there were just three defenders in front of him and Peyton standing out to the right. I asked Peyton about that, and he said they're crowding him. They're definitely showing him crowds, trying to get the ball out of his hands. And it was interesting. I think when we previewed the series, we thought the Cavs might go the other way and try to turn him into a scorer. But they're going with that same approach. Get the ball out of his hands, make it very difficult for him to score. And the stats, from a scoring perspective, continue to diminish. I mean, he's down to 21 points per game for the playoffs here. So I think it comes down to what do they want him to do? What is his job? Because he's obviously a scorer. He's a guy who does that. But Peyton and others said today he does different things. I think Drew said that, actually, that he can rebound, he can defend, he can do all these different things. I'll just go back to something similar I said last night, is does it become more difficult to do all those things consistently if you're shooting 40%, if your threes aren't going down? And some of it certainly make miss, But I also think it is about getting him in a better position to score, because he is just completely crowded right now.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we talked about it a little bit last night about this idea. Is it going to start affecting his defense, his rebounding? And to me, it's just speculative because we're not seeing that right now. Like, he played a good defensive game yesterday. He got 11 rebounds. Throughout this playoff run, I think his defense has been very solid. And across the board, he's been playing well. And certainly, if you start to see the offense affecting the defense, then that's a different conversation. But I think right now it's more of a hypothetical. Like, is the frustration going to catch up? I also think the frustration is a little bit different when you're blowing teams out. Like, I don't think anybody likes to struggle, even if you're winning. But, you know, you're not walking out of that game yesterday feeling demoralized, right? You're walking out of that game thinking, you know, we could be this much better. And I don't think it was just him. I think there's a lot of things the Celtics could have done better yesterday to be even more dominant. And so, if anything, that's the feeling of, like, we didn't even play our best and we still blew this team out. And so it's a positive kind of uplifting feeling more so than, like, a frustration. I'm going to stop playing good defense or start kind of making small mistakes the way that, you know, is human nature. But I just don't think we're seeing that from him at this point.
That's what I was going to ask. Could you glean anything from him talking last night? We obviously didn't hear from him. They didn't see a ton of him out here at practice, just getting some light shooting up. Do you sense any level of frustration with his play?
I think he's frustrated that we're talking about this, honestly. I don't think he's frustrated. You know, I'm sure he wishes that he made 3 of his 5 3-pointers, right? Like, sure, why not? But I think it's frustrating for him to be sitting at the post game and being hit with questions about his own individual performance when the team just blew out, hit their opponent in the conference semifinals. So if anything, like, I do think that was a pretty short presser on his end. You know, we've seen him be more reflective and introspective and more brief. And yesterday was definitely on the brief side, but I kind of get it, honestly. Like, if I just was a part of a winning team that just blew out an opponent and the first thing, all the questions are about my shooting woes, like, I'd probably be a little bit like, let's just wrap this up. You know, like, there's not much more to talk about. So I think, if anything, that's what we're seeing from him more so than on the court, visible frustration. I didn't see him arguing a ton yesterday. I feel like that's one of the indicators that sometimes we see with the refs. That is something I do think is, like, a contagious thing, that once one person starts to complain, everybody starts to do so. Porzingis mentioned in Miami, he as a player wanted to be less of a complainer. I think that's a great point for everybody to internalize, but wasn't much of a factor yesterday. So I think the frustration right now is probably just this narrative that he knows, you know, Stephen A. Smith went online today, or he went on TV today and ripped him and said, you know, it's, if they don't win, it's going to be all his fault and all this stuff. So I think that's probably where his head's at least, like, just trying to end this narrative a little bit.
Right, and we've asked for him to shoot his way out of these games less, or these struggles less, not just attack heavy defensive pressure head on, move the ball, continue to be active as a player. And I think last night specifically, and he's definitely had points in the playoffs where he's tried to get himself going, maybe forced the issue a little too much. There were definitely some shaky shots last night in terms of selection, but overall his activity was great. And that's better than trying to force the issue against heavy defensive pressure, because that's where you start getting into turnovers. I think he only had one turnover last night, right?
And his turnover assist to turnover ratio has been good throughout this playoff run. I think it's 36 assists to 10
thing.
Turnovers, right? And so I think, like, that's been a struggle of his in past playoff runs. Everybody's talking about this is his lowest scoring playoff run so far, his least efficient one. But he's taking care of the ball and he's making good decisions. And I have to think the shooting numbers are going to eventually even out. Like, at the end of the day, it hasn't been, you know, it's not like he hasn't had an efficient year. He had an efficient shooting season across the board. He had stretches, right? But so I would imagine that he probably just snaps out of this in the next few games regardless.
Well, that has to happen. You're a shot maker. You know, it's part of your game. You got to start to make them eventually to, you know, be performing at your level. And that's where I do think some criticism is valid. But his activity, his commitment to the game plan, and all of the effort has been there through these shooting struggles. So will it turn around? Will teams let him start to shoot more? This is the formula that's been successful. You know, I think the Cavs and whoever they end up playing later in this postseason, if they advance here, will continue to try to get the ball out of his hands, frustrate him, show him that extra pressure. So what do you think of his performance? Let us know below. Show some love to our sponsors. Of course, check out prizepicks.com/CLNS for a deposit match over there, pxg.com. Use the code GARNREPORT for a discount on your first order of their golf and leisure wear, as well as Game Time. I get $20 off your first purchase when you use the code CLNS. Terms apply. She's Noah Dalzell. I'm Bobby Manning. We saw Kristaps Porzingis out here today. We're going to talk about him potentially appearing in the series next video. Stay tuned for that here on Celtics All Access and get all the practice reaction at CLNS Media. Hey, Bobby Manning here. If you made it this far, you probably enjoyed this video. So subscribe, turn on notifications, and check out our social media platforms at Celtics CLNS.